T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Todos los latinos con la mano arriba, que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito. ¡Nos fuimos! 3, 2, 1 y...
Yo no te quiero en rumba y la noche no me tumba. Yo no te quiero en rumba y la noche no me tumba. Yo
Let's go, Crowder. Friday.
Hey, wiggle them hips.
The Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha, Funky the Ordinary. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday.
It's where it's at. What you got?
Hey! Let's go, Suno. Arriba, arriba, crank it! One of my favorite parts about hosting a show, Crowder, I get to yell, crank it!
And they turn it up. Steven, good
and
job.
Somebody turns it up, and somebody's there. Somebody's there to turn up the music.
Yeah, I'm going to get into them hard seltzers tonight, boy.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Because they got the variety packs now. Walmart, Publix, when they have the yeah, those are 4 with the pineapple, like coconut and the star fruit, kiwi, tangerine, passion fruit, dragon fruit. So I ran through 2 flavors, so I only got 2 left, but I'm going to knock them out tonight. If you were concerned.
No, I'm definitely going to hit. I was. I'm glad you clarified, because I was. I'm looking here through the text, Crowder, because I mentioned this earlier, but next week, Hawk is still out. He's traveling with his family. So it's the week leading up to training camp. And I told everybody, you could text in 786-360-0790. Text in some best ofs that you want to hear, because we're kind of going to do like a best of Hawkman and Crowder all week long next week. So that's what we're going to do. And a bunch of people texted in the recommendations. Somebody wants to hear Marlon Shirley, which, yes, is a good one. We're definitely going to do that. Oreos, My Pillow, and Crowder's Drop Your Draw commercial. So we have to get to that for sure.
We have a whole commercial hour, don't we? Goodness gracious, I love it.
Yeah, let's see.
Drop Your Draw.
Somebody wants to... Yeah. Yeah, that's always a classic. Somebody texted in, and I can't ever get the Y'all Getting Mad DBJ remix out of my head. We could play that for sure. What about my summer camp story? My summer camp story that came at the end of the show super randomly a couple months ago.
Honestly, we should play that every time we have a best of, because I think that's one of our best ones that we got.
It's hilarious because it's so genuine and so sad in so many levels.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Sure, I'm glad you want to laugh. I'm glad you want to laugh at my childhood trauma, Steven. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, we got some good ones. You're going way back to Falero? We're going Falero times?
I mean, if people want to hear it, I'm down. Like, we have a whole week, literally a whole week, to play whatever we want next week. And, like, unless something crazy happens in sports, unless Tua gets traded, or unless Xavier Howard gets traded, let's be real, like what's gonna happen next week? Nothing. The Dolphins are gonna report to camp on Saturday, and then the news will pick up the following week, but that's about it, right? Like, nothing's gonna happen the week leading up to training camp.
You know what I just thought about, because Marcos was here, Art God Savvy, and he did our song, our joining, our opening song for our show. the clips that he plays throughout that song are some of the funniest times on the show. That's why he picked them out. So we got to go listen to that song and play some. Give the listeners a reference to where those drops came from, because right. I laugh at all those every time.
Right, yeah. No, that's a good idea. So that's what we're going to be doing next week. Kind of like, and we've done best of shows before. Crowder was joking that he feels lame listening to them, but that's how funny they are, that we listen to ourselves again. But that's what we'll be doing next week, kind of going into the archives all week long, a best of week on the Hockman and Crowder show, as bring you some laughs. So it's going to be a good time. We're going to talk to Mike Cuno here in just a couple minutes. I told you earlier, Crowder, that I wanted to rehash this discussion that we had yesterday. Late in the show, we had it quickly. You made a point kind of comparing Nick Saban to Pat Riley. And I think your point was that Nick Saban is a better college football coach than Pat Riley is an executive.
Yeah.
And I've been holding on to it since yesterday, almost 24 hours now. And I feel like Mike Cuno is a good arbiter of things. So yes. I want to bring it up with Mike Cuno.
He's very intelligent. He will agree with the smart take, which is mine. So, yeah, I'm with you. Let's ask Mike.
I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll I think see. He'll agree we'll with see. Me. Let's get to some headlines here quickly. Coming up at 7:10, Marlins Padres. Tonight, Lone Depot Park. It's game 2 of 4 between the Marlins and the Padres.
I can't wait to watch it. And I'm not even being funny. Like, my son is going to ask me, Daddy, don't they play again? Daddy, don't they play again? And then he wants to play on his iPad until Tatis is up to bat. I'm like, Chan, I'm watching this with you, not for you. Watch the damn game.
He's doesn't care. Like, he just wants to watch his boy, and then he wants to go back to playing whatever, like Candy Crush on his iPad.
No, Roblox. Do y'all know what Roblox is? Oh, my goodness. Great. Worst thing ever
Roblox.
Invented. Roblox.
What is Roblox?
It's like a
like
little
Tetris?
No, it's like a little sim world that they create, and you have an avatar, and you like buy clothes, and then you go in different games. It's just it's I hate never-ending games. Like, when we were kids, you can beat Mario Brothers. Like, you get there, you beat the dragon, it's over. This game is just like the sim world where you just continue to play and play and play and play.
It's like The Sims, but for kids.
Yeah, like kids sim. It gets to me. It gets to me bad. My kids, when they see me walk in the room, they'll change what game they're playing, because if they know if I see Roblox, I'm going to get upset. Great father.
Awesome father. Yeah, you're really, really a shining father. Yeah. Shining example of fatherhood.
Watching baseball games with my son, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you're really
actually
watching it by yourself.
Yeah. Daddy, let me know when Tatis is up. So I have to watch 8 other people bat? Get man, boy.
You're like his version of the red zone.
Hold on a second, though, man. Like, your son is really good at baseball. Like, get used to this, bro. Like, you're going to be going to baseball games now. For what, your son's like 8, 9 years old. Another 10 years at least, if he doesn't make it to the big leagues, like at least another 10 years of you having to put up with baseball. Like, get used to it, Crowder.
Oh, man, I know the stats of his team, his current team with my man Jose and Ruben and Ernesto and Ariane. I know his whole team. They're my boys. But just watching a random Wednesday night baseball game, we're doing something else.
Understood. Texas and Oklahoma. We're waiting now any minute for them to announce officially that they're joining the SEC, leaving the Big 12, joining the SEC, kind of the big news today in sports. And tonight, round one of the NHL draft, the Panthers, they pick 24th overall. Doug Plagans, Randy Moeller, they'll have your coverage of the draft tonight on 560 WQAM beginning at 8 p.m. Let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. 24/7 at 866-954. More still partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather. What do you say we talk to Mike Cuno next, Crowder?
Yes, the smart guy. Bring another smart guy on with me, because I haven't been with one for 4 hours.
All right, we'll do that. Mike Cuno here as we continue the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. He joins us next on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Like, hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like, they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Hawk and Crowder.
know what that song means, Crowder.
Last segment on a Friday, baby.
Yes, sir. The Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday. Funky Buddha, Funky the Ordinary. You know what I forgot to do in the last segment, Crowder? I forgot to play the Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song. And can't do our boy Jeff Smiles like that.
No.
Let's play it, the Funky Buddha Hour theme song.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddhas. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky, it's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
You know what I'm going to do, Solana?
What are you going to do, Crowder?
I got Art God Salvi right here with me. I'm going to get a remix.
A remix?
I'm going to ask Marcos to jump on the Funky Buddha, so I need a remix, baby.
All right.
Banger.
Marcos can do that. Marcos can.
I'm on it.
You know he'll drop bars, Crowder. Marcos will drop bars.
That's what I was saying. Like, Jeff did a great job. He got the hook down, but I think we need a verse in there somewhere.
I'm going to start it where he says, "All right, bro, here you go." And I'm going to be like, all right, I got it. And I'm going to
let
Come on, man.
I can't wait.
That's the collabo we've been missing. Radio Jeff Smiles and Art God Savi.
Oh, man. Boy, you made my weekend.
So thanks again to Joe Zagacki, by the way, who put in a lot of work this weekend. You and Hawk were out at Birmingham, Alabama for SEC Media Days. Joe Z was out there. Then he went to, I think, Charlotte for ACC Media Days and up in Indianapolis. So shout out to Joe Z with his jeans. He packed one pair of jeans. Remember Pat Riley? He packed one shirt, one suit, one tie for Game 6 in Dallas. Joe Z packed a couple pairs of Canes t-shirts, but one pair of jeans for the ACC. No, but I'm joking. Seriously, Joe Z did an awesome job. So we have to give credit to our friend Joe.
Yes, and Joe's one of the only people I know that really uses the iron in the hotel rooms because his jeans and khakis are so damn crispy in the morning. boy, Joe's doing it.
Yeah, you can't use the iron at a right? Like, there's just something about the iron at a hotel room. Crowder, I've found now that the steamer is the way to go. You buy those little cheap steamers, take a steamer anywhere with you.
Oh, yeah, if you care about your appearance, I don't do anything. When I get to the hotel, I take the stuff out of my bag and I put it on the desk. And whatever the desk can do to straighten it out, it's straightened. If it's wrinkly, hell, it's wrinkly. I don't give a damn.
Because you're just a slob. Do you not fold your clothes? Are you the person, like, when you pack, you roll it up, you just don't care, you just throw it in the bag, however, and you're on your way?
Well, actually, I have a wonderful wife, so when she does the laundry and all, she'll fold it.
Okay.
So I'll put the folded already clothes in there, but, yeah, if it was up to me, yeah, I just have everything laying around.
Man, it just spoils you.
As you see, and you've made fun of my clothes now for years, I really don't try to physically impress people at all. I just, think my wonderful personality and model type face kind of makes up for everything else.
I respect that.
Yeah. What am I trying to impress? I'm married. I've been married for 10 plus years. Who am I trying to impress? You?
It's not about impressing everybody. It's about, you gotta look good to feel good.
No, you gotta look good to feel good. Don't tell me what I need to do to feel good. You need to look good to feel good. I feel good waking up. I woke up like this. Like Beyonce said, when I walk past in the morning to go take my morningly bathroom break, when I walk, look in the mirror, like, I smile at myself. I'm like, damn, look at you.
You got to shower every now and then, every day. You got to shower. Man. You got to look good. You got to press your clothes. You got to look good to feel good, Crowder. That's the mantra everybody should live by.
No, I wash when I see my wife's a little frisky. When I said, you could tell y'all ain't married. When you could tell that, this tonight might be the night. I get home and my kids are already washed. She's going to get the kids to bed early. That's when I go wash because I know I got some handling to do. I got to tend to the hen.
Man, all right. Where do I go from there? All right, where do I go from there?
You don't tend to the hen enough. That's what I took from that.
I tend to the hen.
You don't tend.
I tend to the hen.
Bro, you had ACL surgery and stopped having sex. Like your knee. What are you doing with your knee?
I can't. There's no mobility there.
What do you need mobility for?
I'm gonna re-tear my ACL for sex? No, I'm good.
You can't body control, baby. Use the left. Use the left.
No, I can't. No, but you need both legs for sex. You need both of them.
You don't have enough positions then.
No, what?
I need to draw you a Kama Sutra. It's called the Kama Sutra.
Tend to the hen. I tend to the hen.
You don't tend to your hen enough.
Really quickly here, Crowder. I meant to get to this earlier, but someone polled 1,000 Americans what they're most excited for about the Olympics. What sporting event, what event they're most excited for about the Olympics. The opening ceremony was earlier this morning. This is like when there's just Olympic overload the first couple of days. Tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up and there's a million things going on. Every channel, every Olympic channel has a different event going on. So what do you think was number one on this list? The event Americans are most excited for?
Who? Something in track and field. The 100?
No. Not that, in track. Actually, track and field doesn't even make the top five.
Basketball?
Basketball is number five. 19% of people voted basketball is what they're most excited for.
You say these are Americans?
Americans.
Whew, I don't even know.
Swimming.
Come on.
Number one, 43% of people put it as either their top choice or in their top five. 43% of people are most excited for swimming.
I can't even watch swimming. Like, it's – you don't – I don't get it.
I think you're wrong. Like, when Michael Phelps – right, Steve? Like, when Michael Phelps was dominating and now Katie Ledecky, mm-hmm. the female Olympic swimmer, like, bro, that swimming gets hype. Yeah, hype.
Ever since the Michael Phelps era when he was – I think when he was going for the record, which was 8 gold medals in an event. But I think some of those people still think Michael Phelps might be swimming. Maybe that's why they're
like
looking
you,
forward to it.
Like you. I asked you about who's an Olympian, and both of you said Michael Phelps, and then somebody said Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt.
So y'all don't look at swimming as splash, 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 wall kick, splash, 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 wall kick. That's all I see.
Oh, for sure. That's what it is. But whenever there's like the relay races, like it can get hype. I want to ask Marcos about swimming.
Hype?
But with his third nipple, I feel like it'll bring up some PTSD. You know nobody ever allowed him in a pool with his third nipple.
No, I went. I just kept my shirt on. You know, I was one of those guys. Right. Just kept it on.
You showed up to the community pool in a wetsuit because just in case.
Just in case. I wanted to show people I meant business.
I weirdly get upset with the shirt in the pool guy. Yeah. Anywhere, even at like Adventure Island, even at the water parks, like the shirt in the pool guy gets to me. I look at him funny.
Yeah, I mean, should your self-esteem be that low?
Yeah, like, well, man, you got it. Yeah. If you got a belly, you created that belly by your diet. Show it off. I'm not in shape anymore. I show my belly button, and it's deep. My belly button's deep.
What about shirt and pool guy because of the sun? Like, they don't want to get any more sun. They've been out at the beach or whatever.
Don't get in the pool
super
then.
Red.
Get the hell out of here.
No, but you want to get in the pool.
Get the hell out of here. No.
Maybe I'm defensive because I was shirt in
is
the pool
you?
Kid. I was shirt in the pool kid for a couple of years in middle school. I was shirt in the pool kid.
Why? You didn't want to – you think that wet shirt doesn't show off your belly?
I was heavy.
But this is the thing. Like, you're not tricking anybody.
You're self-conscious.
As soon as that shirt gets wet, it sticks to your body. We see the rolls. So now you want us to see cotton rolls instead of meat rolls? It's rolls. We know the rolls.
Yeah. And bro, it took me a while to realize that. You're right. Like, you're not wrong. But, yeah, some people are self-conscious. They throw on the shirt. I feel for shirt in the pool guy. I'm not upset at shirt in the pool guy.
You're just like, so – hey, look at the fat kid. Where'd he go? He put his shirt on. Where'd he go? You know it's the fat kid still.
No,
I'm not tricking anybody.
I didn't look as fat. I didn't.
Yeah, that's what you thought.
I wore a small shirt, so you know it made me look skinnier. If anything.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Diving is number three. Gymnastics was two, Crowder.
Yeah,
I mess with gymnastics.
Oh, you know what? Gymnastics should be one. That's because
I was surprised that it wasn't one. I thought that's what would have been one.
Those girls with the it's called the floor. When they do that floor presentation,
the floor routine.
Oh yeah. My good bro, that is so impressive. The stuff they do on that floor.
And then finally, beach volleyball, fourth to round out this list. Beach volleyball, which I think we can all get behind.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, sir. All right, Crowder, thank you to Mike Cuno, who joined us there in the last segment. Thanks to Lee Sterling. Again, thank you to Joe Zagacki all week long, really being a warrior out there and giving us, truthfully, all the football content anybody could take heading into football season. We're just a couple weeks away. Next week, Crowder, I'm excited for the best of Hockman and Crowder show all week long.
Yes, it's going to be funny. I can't wait, man. I really can't.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to Marcos, who I didn't even know was producing for us until like 4:30. I was upset about it because we could have had Marcos throw down a freestyle at some point. So we'll need to find out about that earlier. But Steven Preciado, our producer, has killed it all week long. Seriously, I've been out all week, and he's taking care of everything. So shout out to Steven for really bringing it strong. Hope everybody has a safe weekend. And Crowder, I will see you Monday.
Viva la Saban.
Last night, I got so excited about going to a Buc-ee's on my next vacation next weekend. It was a come-to moment. Oh, my God. I'm Mark Hockman.
Don't run from your destiny.
Marcos.
He's seen a third nipple.
Have you seen a third nipple, Marcos?
I own a third nipple, actually.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.